This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa ba'd. Yarwi al-imam al-tirmidhi fi jami'ihi wa imam Ahmad fi musnadihi bi sanadin sahih. An Abdullah ibn Busr radiyallahu anhu qal, a collection of both Imam al-Tirmidhi in his Sunan or Jami' and Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, and it has an authentic chain of narration. Narrated to us by a Sahabi by the name of Abdullah ibn Busr. And he tells us the following, and this is the final hadith within the theme of mindfulness of the tongue. I think this is number 14 or 15, I don't know. But that's the number. We did a couple of them. And this is just to kind of conclude this series. And tomorrow we'll start talking a little bit about, we'll start with Hajj, inshallah. We'll go through a hadith about Hajj and until Hajj is over. But this is what he tells us. This is one of my favorite hadith. I think I've narrated in this masjid after Isha before. I think I have. I may have not. I don't know. But it's definitely one that's worthy of kind of always, every once in a while, just narrating for people to remember and remind them, myself and yourselves as well. قال جاء رجل, this is what Abdullah bin Busr says, قال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. A man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. In another narration, he said Arabi. So regardless, it's someone who came with the specific intention of just asking the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام a question. That's what we benefit from him saying something like that. Because if he told us the name of the person, or he pointed, then it could be just a conversation. But when he points out Arabi or Rajul, he's saying that this person traveled with the intention of just coming and asking the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام a question, and then and he's going to go back from wherever he came from. So this is what he came and said. قال يا رسول الله إن شرائع الإسلام كثرت علي فدلني على شيء أتمسك به. That the laws of Islam are too many. Your deen is confusing. Too much knowledge, too many things. I can't handle all of it. I can't digest all of it. Just give me something. Give me just like if I had to choose one thing, give me one thing to hold on to get me to the finishing line. I just want because I can't. Every time I come, there's like durus and ulum and all these I don't understand what they're saying, and there's apparently it's important, but I can't comprehend half of it, and I'm getting very tired and it's getting distracting. Give me one thing. I am a very simple person, I want one thing. فابتسم النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام he smiled. فقال, this is what he said, very simple. قال لا يزال لسانك رطبا بذكر الله. Six words he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم. Another narration is ما يزال, but both are acceptable. Some linguistics scholars will disagree, but both are fine. لا يزال لسانك رطبا بذكر الله. May your tongue continuously be moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, this is a linguistic complex that has a lot of, it's a figure of speech, and there is some degree of imagination that is required to understand it. It's as if to say that your tongue without the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become dry, will dry out. So you want to keep it moist with His remembrance subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, never stop remembering Allah. Never stop speaking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, supplicating Allah, invocating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speak, whatever it is, never stop. The moment you stop and your tongue dries out, you're in danger. But as long as your tongue is continuously remembering Allah, it's as if, he said ratban, which is moist, and that's obviously not the kit, that's not the physical aspect of it, it's more the spiritual one, as if, because it is spiritual. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the liquid, is that elixir that the soul needs. Just like the water is that secret elixir that you need, is the magical one to keep the body alive. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that keeps the soul alive. And the soul will dry out and die if that's not happening. So he's saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, there's a lot, and it can be confusing, but if you're always in a state of remembrance, or you at least make sure that the interval of time between a moment of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the other is not far enough to the point that you become dry, that you dry out, you'll be okay. Just make sure that it doesn't get too far. And that's why the scholars of Islam have always taught the concept of the wird, where you have to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at least once or twice a day. At least. That's like the bare minimum that you should be able to have two times in your day where you sit and you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Fajr, after Maghrib, giving yourself, depending on your daily system. But you have to have a time where you sit down and you perform istighfar or tasbih or tahleel or salah ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or hawqala or hasbala or whatever dhikr that actually is meaningful to you. Obviously the diversity of different ways of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almost endless, but you have to have something of it. To have nothing of it is basically you're drying out. There's a dryness that's occurring within you that you don't even notice. You don't even know what's happening. There's something on the inside that's dying, that's so thirsty, that is suffocating, that's basically slowly dying, and you don't even know that it's happening because it's not your body, because we've become so disconnected from our spirits, and we don't have any, and we're not sensitive to its needs anymore, that we don't even know that that's going on. And the Prophet ﷺ gave him the bottom line. Don't need all this gibberish that I just said. Look, just make sure your tongue continuously remembers Allah and is always moist with His remembrance, and you'll be fine. And everything else that you have to, it's fine if you don't attend all these durus and you don't become a scholar. You don't, just make sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on that tongue. All the time. You don't allow a couple of hours to go by except you speak of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the remembrance of Allah, the dhikr, comes in different forms, by the way. It's not just the tasbihat, as important as those are. And as I think everyone, I've talked this before, you should have at least 500, 600 a day. They should be divided in two groups in the morning and in the evening, or your early part of the day, later part of the day. You have to. I don't understand the concept of a Muslim being a Muslim without a hizb and a wird, without a little bit of Quran that's recited daily and a little bit of tasbihat that are done daily. Without those two, I really don't understand how that works. Like, I don't know how you function as a Muslim. You really need them. And people who struggle, they struggle because I think that piece is not established from a young age and it's not taught. And then it's hard to do that later on, and it's hard to stick to it. Because you can fluctuate as much as you want in your iman, that happens. But you have to have that bare minimum. You have to have that base that never goes away. And that's the base he's talking about, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your tongue is always moist in the remembrance of your Lord. So this gentleman took that and walked away with it. He took that one pa'idi, khalas, he's good. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. And if his tongue is capable, if he's capable of just repeating that throughout his day, you'll be fine. You can't, because you can't say those and feel. You can't say those and commit. You can't. Like, it doesn't work. If you're saying that, you can't. You're gonna go look at haram as you're saying subhanallah alhamdulillah. It doesn't work. Like, it doesn't fit. One of them, you have to either be quiet or stop doing it. You can't. You can't. If your tongue is saying subhanallah alhamdulillah, you can't be gossiping. Your tongue can't do two things at the same time, and it doesn't make sense for you to gossip and then go back to your dhikr again. Like, it's like the amount of cognitive dissonance that's required for that to happen, the amount of schizophrenic cognitive effect is just too heavy. The human brain and soul can't handle doing that. It's just too much. So if you're continuously remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're pretty safe. You are pretty safe, and I think that's something that's worthy of of sharing with you. And at the end of this theme, I thought it would be like the nicest thing to kind of talk about. That tongue of yours, just make sure it stays moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that's what really keeps it that way. That's what will keep it alive. That's what will keep it healthy and hopefully something taking you in the right direction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to do that. يروي الإمام الترمذي في سننه والإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند صحيح عن عبد الله بن بسر رضي الله عنه قال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فقال يا رسول الله إن شرائع الإسلام كثرت علي فدلني على شيء أتمسك به فقال صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم لا يزال لسانك رطبا بذكر الله صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين جزاكم الله خيرا